Well, hello and welcome to Local Matters. We're talking today about education matters, and my guest is Susan Wells, lecturer in the College of Business at Tennessee Tech, and a lot more things too. We'll talk about those in just a minute, but Professor Wells was just named by Tech's National Alumni Association as the recipient of the Outstanding Service Award for the University Alumni Association. Susan, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, it's great to have you on the show. Some folks may have never met you, so tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
My name is Susan Wells, and I am a lecturer in the College of Business, as Dr. Bell said, and I have been at Tech in some capacity for about 30 years. My husband is a professor at Tech also, and he's been there 33 years, and we came to Cookeville 33 years ago, fell in love with the town, and never left.
And I remember that first year that Doc Wells and you were in town, and Stuart and I went deer hunting together.
Yes, sir.
We had some adventures.
Yes, sir.
We did indeed. But we're here to talk about you and your recognition, so tell us a bit more about this outstanding recognition by the Alumni Association.
Well, I was both humbled and honored. I was actually kind of shocked and thought Brandon Boyd, the director of the Alumni Center, had sent the email to the wrong person when they emailed me, because the award is a service award. And when I was younger, I wanted to be known for my brains, my talents, whatever. But to be recognized for service to others really was the epitome for me. It was an honor. And like I said, it was very, very humbling to realize that I was getting an award for just being me. You know, I hadn't done anything special. I hadn't really done anything. I didn't feel like I had done anything where I'd gone out of the way to do anything. It was just I had, over the years, taken a bunch of students and helped them out, loved on them, helped them any way they needed help. And all of a sudden, I won this beautiful Eagle Award.
Well, your reputation at Tech is just one of service. I mean, you've been known as a student advocate and a mentor in so many ways for many, many years. So you may not have thought it was anything special, but other people had seen that for years. Well, one of the criteria for the award is mentoring. So talk a little bit about some of the things you've been involved in mentoring students.
Well, our students, as you know, are, you know, and everybody says this, but ours are really a unique breed. And we have about 34-35% in the College of Business that are first-time college students. So they don't really have, they can't go home and say, well, Mom, what'd you do in college? So a lot of them come to my office and say, I have this issue or I have this thing and I need some advice. And so I'm really fortunate because I get to go to work every day and do something I love to do. And our daughter says that I will probably die at 105 lecturing to a class of students because I absolutely love my job. And I don't think of it as a job. It's a family. And we kind of have a corner in our building. My husband's office is right next to mine. And it's kind of become a hangout for the students. And they know that, you know, I have snacks, I have shout wipes, I have Band-Aids. So I've kind of, over the years, kind of developed this reputation as the mom. And so it's one I've embraced that I really, really enjoy. And whether it's one of my big things is I tell students when they come to us, a job is what you have while you're in college and what you have while you're in high school to maybe pay your insurance, pay your car, be able to go have a little bit of fun. My job is to help you get a career. And so I start as early as they'll come in and we start saying, okay, what do you want to do? What do you need to do to get there? And that's one of my favorite mentoring things I do. And I had a student several years ago, if he hears this, he'll know who I'm talking about, who came in my office and said, Dr. Wells, all I want to do is help people. All I want to do is help people. So his senior year, I got him an internship with a local charitable organization. I said, you probably want to do nonprofit. If you want to help people, you want to work in nonprofit. That's an honorable calling, you know. So he's a very type A person in that he expects perfection of himself. And so he goes and he does this internship and he comes in my office and he sits down. He's kind of got a rough look about him. I said, what's up? And he said, well, you know, I still want to help people, but I think I want to get into corporate and make money and donate my money and my time. Because he said, I can't handle not knowing if I'm going to have payroll or not.
It's amazing how any kind of experience of internship of corporate or in nonprofit or wherever, it's a great experience for them because it opens their eyes.
And they either come back and they know that's exactly what they want to do, or they know it's exactly not what they want to do.
That's right.
And so that's one of my favorite things that I do with mentoring. And I was actually very, very fortunate. SOAR, our orientation group, asked me to come speak this past summer at all the SOARs. And I got to speak to both the parents and the students. And so my talk to the students was what you can expect from your professor. And my talk to the parents was how to help your child succeed. And I have received so much great feedback, even kids that aren't in the College of Business will knock on my door and say, hey, I heard you at SOAR. I can't figure out what I'm supposed to do with this. And they'll have an email or a piece of paper. Can you help me figure it out? And if I don't know, you know, I know people who do know.
Yep.
So
you could call the professor.
Exactly.
And talk to them.
Call whoever it is, you know. And that's the good thing. One good thing that I love about Tennessee Tech is we are a community. And so it's kind of like the old days of Andy Griffith. If you don't know, somebody down the block knows, or somebody in the next building knows, and you know who to call. So that's one of the things I like to do is just help the kids because I want them to stay. I want them to get their education, and then I want them to go away and do big things.
And you see your colleagues, your professors at church and at,
absolutely
in the chamber, whatever you're doing during the week, you're going to see them at Chamber of Commerce or at Rotary or whatever you're in. There'll be other professors there. So
absolutely.
It is a family. You
it
get
is
to
a
know
family.
Everybody.
You get to know everybody. Absolutely.
Well, part of that award is also for civic involvement. And you and Doc have done a lot here in the community. But just talk about civic involvement a little bit and its importance.
We have done a lot. And it is so important to give back to your community. And as you know, years ago, he and I both volunteered as reserves with the Sheriff's Department. And we have aged gracefully, but we have aged. So we don't do that anymore. But when we had the devastating tornadoes and everybody was going out and they were picking, you know, picking through the rubble and helping and all that kind of thing, we realized that we were a little too old to be doing some of that. And so we sat down one night and we were like, we wish there was something we could do. And so actually, it was one of those just brainstorms, just something just hit me. And I said, well, you know, a lot of people are going to have damaged computers. Why don't we use your forensics class to see if we can get some of that information and data back? And so we put the campaign up and we got, we spent a whole week and we took in several computers. And then COVID shut us down.
Of course.
And so then it took us longer than we wanted because we had to wait until we could get people back on ground because the software that we use for that's about $2,500 a copy. So it's not like we could send a hard drive home with a kid to try to work on. And so we waited till we got back last fall and we were actually able to recover some data for people.
Wow.
So it was really, really good.
Well, that is great. That is great. Well, you mentioned something about talking to parents and students at SOAR. So we've probably got some parents listening whose students are applying to a university. It may not be Tech, but it in a good
we'll take them after that doesn't work out for them.
Good probability that it is Tech. So what advice would you give parents of rising seniors who are going to become university students?
Well, I tell them to realize that they have done their absolute best to prepare their students for this. This is their college career. So be there, but wait to be asked. That's one of my favorite things to say is wait for them to reach out. Now, if you see them going down a rabbit hole that you know is a problem, absolutely not. But Nine times out of 10, if you'll wait for them to ask, they'll take your advice better.
And it's part of a learning experience for
Absolutely.
Them to realize they need to.
The other thing I tell them is don't do their laundry for them every weekend. They need to learn to do their laundry. And, you know, I tell them, I say, look, I say, you know, this is your child's first experience into adulthood. And so let them know that they need to learn to listen to hear, not listen to respond. That this is their network of people they can go to, and they need to learn to listen to hear those people and, you know, make sure that they are making those connections. Because, you know, when my daughter was in college, she went to UT at first because we were there. We were at Tech. And, you know, there was many a time that things would happen to her in a classroom or something, and I would want to be in that car headed to Knoxville. And she would say, nope, I got this. You raised me. I got this. And so she kind of called us, you know, there's kind of a phrase now that some people take offense to, and I don't think they should, of helicopter parents.
Yeah.
And she told her friend, she said, my parents are not helicopter parents. My parents are drone parents. They hover off the radar until I signal that there's a need or there's a problem.
And then they strike.
Then they strike. So try to be a drone instead of a helicopter.
That's great advice. That's great advice. Well, we are going to take a quick break and then come back and talk about some of your other roles at Tennessee Tech. This is Local Matters. We'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Dr. Susan Wells, a lecturer in the College of Business at Tennessee Tech and the recipient of the 2021-22 National Alumni Service Award for the university. Susan, we've talked about the award a little bit, but we haven't talked a lot about what you teach. We'll do that in a few minutes, but I want to talk about your special role as director of the Governor's School in the College of Business, one of several Governor's Schools, but the Governor's School that is now called the Governor's School for Technological Innovation and Business Leadership. That's a mouthful, but it's a great program. Tell us about it.
It is a wonderful program, and as you know, I have been involved in some capacity with the program since its inception in 2000. And I've been the director for the last 4 years, and we bring 30 to 36. We're hopeful for 36 this year. We've got to find some additional funding, but we're working on that. 36 rising juniors and seniors in high school to the university for 4 weeks. They live on campus just as a student would. They eat on campus. They attend classes during the day. They are broken into groups of six that they don't know each other, and they have to come up with a viable, non-trivial, innovative product. They have to dream it up. They have to give us an idea of how it works, and they have to write a business plan for it. And they compete. They're there the first 2 weeks. They work with a local mentor, local business person who's a mentor, and they're there for the first 2 weeks, and then their parents come for Parents' Day, and we have a fair of the products, and the parents are given not real money and go around, and they listen to the pitches of the students and view the product or whatever the students have at their table, and then they invest their money. And we had to go virtual in 2020, of course, like everybody else did. So in order to be able to do this in 2020, we came up with a commercial pitch. So in addition to that, they have to make a commercial. And I have 10 investors across the country who range from 22 to 60 who view these commercials, and they're given a certain amount of fake money and they invest. And so these, whatever the students receive after these two fairs, that's their initial capital for the project. And they have to learn how to account for it and how they're going to finance the project and all of that. And then they stay two more weeks with us, and the very last Friday, they do their final pitch, and there's one winner. And we've had, over the years, we've had some really cool stuff. One of the, what's really funny is most of the stuff that the kids pitch to us, that's a really viable winning product, has eventually risen out of technology somewhere. In fact, one of my very, very early teams actually invented the cloud.
About that.
And it was a place to store pictures while you're on vacation.
Uh-huh.
But it was what eventually became the cloud. So we teach them about business. We teach them about technology and innovation. We have a whole lot of fun those 4 weeks. I have my entire staff is student, either graduate student or undergrad. And except for I do have a wonderful lady who has been with the university for years who keeps my books, Miss Susan Henry in the University Center.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great program. It's a learning program. They do get 3 hours of college credit for it.
That's one of the cool things.
One of the very cool
get.
Things. And we're actually working on a way to get them a small scholarship and get them early admittance to Tech. Those are a couple of the things we have in works for this year. So if anybody's listening that has a junior or senior in, or a rising junior or senior, currently sophomore or junior in high school, and they would like more information, if they just email us at gsbit@tentech.edu, we'll be glad to get them the application information.
Well, that's great. And again, you can find this on the Tech website and just Google Governor School and it'll start chasing it down for you.
There are two of them. There's ours, yep. And then there's an engineering school.
That's right. Yeah, I remember them both. And I've served as a judge in your Governor School.
Yes,
and it
sir.
Was in another capacity. And it clearly was technological innovation at the time. And boy, that hasn't changed.
It's great.
That hasn't changed a bit. Well, these students come pretty much from all over the state, don't they?
Have them from Memphis to Johnson City. We strive for that. We look at things as far as diversity, but the very first thing that I want to do is I want to get them from all three grand divisions, because all three grand divisions of the state are very, very different. And
that's right.
We bring them together, and those kids, they make lifelong friendships.
And it's a great recruiting tool.
Absolutely.
For Tennessee Tech and for the College of Business.
From my online school, out of seven seniors, only had seven rising seniors that year, three of them came to Tech.
How
and
about
I was
that?
Thrilled. And that was my online school.
Yeah. As you say, they also have a lot of fun while they're
there.
They
do. We have a lot of fun.
And you, in your curriculum, you have visiting lecturers that come in that
we
are part of it.
We have visiting lectures. We have a lot. We have a lot of leadership. We have some technological people that come in. And now with everything we learned about ourselves during 2020, I'm able to kind of the world is my oyster now, because I can bring people in from anywhere, even if it's virtual. So,
and I think that's one thing the pandemic taught us is we now are, as a nation, much more comfortable with online.
Absolutely.
Zoom, Teams,
any of it. We're much more comfortable
with it. And you really do get to see some neat things. Even my Sunday school class, we had former members who now live in other states coming back to Sunday school every Sunday because they could do it on Zoom.
Because they could do it on Zoom. We did some visiting to a little church in Alabama during COVID, because it was my graduate assistant's dad's church. And we did that too. So, and one of my greatest moments of 2020 is I got to be in a Zoom call with Shaq.
Oh, wow.
That was probably, they laughed at me because they said, wow, you look like a young fangirl over this. And I'm like, I have always admired this man's career. This is exciting. So, Well, that's great.
That's pretty neat. Well, talk a little bit about the curriculum. I mean, they do go through a programmed curriculum.
They go through
also.
a programmed curriculum.
Because you're generating college credit.
Right. They learn the legal aspects of what they're getting into. They learn accounting. They learn business management. They learn HR because that's huge. Dr. Tom Timmerman teaches that for me every year and does a great job of it. We have a lot of people come in and talk about leadership. We do a lot of technological things. They do get to do a computer forensics class because I know that professor really well. And so we bring up, we try to change the curriculum up every year because, as you know, staying on top of everything with technology is difficult. So we try to bring in the newer stuff every year. And we have a newer professor I work with, Seth Williams, who actually comes in about the 10th day and tells them whether their ideas are technologically feasible or not.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. And occasionally these students bring in some pretty neat backgrounds themselves.
We have a student now who's a freshman at Tennessee Tech who, when he came to us for governor school, and again, it was my COVID year, he had owned his own business. He was 16, 17, and had owned his own business for 7 years. He started a recycling business with a bicycle and a trailer behind his bicycle.
Isn't that amazing?
And he sold it to his sister when he came to school. It was great.
Well, that is super. We're going to take a quick break and then come back for session three. This is Local Matters. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Susan Wells, lecturer in the College of Business at Tennessee Tech. And Susan, we've talked about Governor's School and we've talked about the Alumni Award, but we really haven't talked a lot about the classes that you teach every semester at Tech. So tell us about your classes.
I've been very fortunate because my department chair has worked with me to where I teach classes that I love. As I said earlier, I truly do love my profession, my job. I love going to work every day. But I teach, I have a variety from freshmen to seniors. I teach organizational leadership, which you were kind enough to come and talk to a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
And I teach conflict and negotiation. It's conflict resolution and negotiation. I teach them not only about business conflict and negotiating contracts and things like that, but I also throw in a little bit about conflict in their lives. And that, I guess, is my wheelhouse class. That's what I love because you can see the wheels turn. You can see them go, oh, that's the way you would handle that situation.
Yeah. So you've got a law degree, but not everything you teach comes from
right.
a law curriculum.
Right. My undergrad and my master's are in business information technology. So I do teach management and business information technology. I'm kind of a hybrid. I teach the intro computer class, which I've taught for years, but it's probably 100th iteration since I started teaching it. And then every spring I teach business intelligence, which I absolutely love. It's big day. It's I call it painting pictures with big data, where they've already had the analytics. This, we get into some of the more graphical tools and teach them how to take that big data and put it in a form where management can use it. And then every fall, I get to teach a freshman experience class, which I also love because I get to meet about 25 of our new freshmen in the College of Business. And that's a fun class to teach as well.
I bet it is. And it's fun for them, too, if they've got you.
We had pizza today. It was my last class, and I bought them pizza. So they were pretty excited.
You do a lot of outside the classroom things in addition to what you do in the standard classroom.
I do. My husband and I sponsor the Association for Information Technology Professionals Club, and we've done a lot this year. We're actually doing a study day dodgeball tournament tomorrow to raise money for the flood victims in Waverly.
Good.
Because our president is from that area.
Wow.
And so they had over 900 people on their angel tree this year. So we took a family of five and are giving them Christmas through the funds from this dodgeball tournament. And then I'm also one of the sponsors of the Ambassadors, which are the College of Business students who do a lot for the college. And so that's a fun group. And then I work a lot with Mr. Clay Wesley up in the, we've now called that the Professional Readiness and Leadership area, where we have our clothes closet. We do a lot of seminars on interviews and resumes, and you can go up there and you can get your resume worked on. You can get a cover letter. You can get cover letter help. But our clothes closet is one of my favorite things. We've actually named it Scarlett and Murphy's clothes closet now. We have two dummies that we dress up, or mannequins, I should say, instead of dummies, mannequins that we dress up, and we call them Scarlett and Murphy. And so people who have no longer need their business clothes, and a lot of people have gotten away from that now that they work remote, donate them. And so students can come up if they have an event. We have an event at school, or they have an interview. They can come up to make an appointment with the professional readiness and leadership area and basically check out a suit. They'll fit you. And we have men's, women's, all sizes. And you, what the only cost it is to the student is they have to have it dry cleaned to bring it back.
And that is great. That is great. And I know you've done this for years, but it just seems like it's taken on a life of its own.
It has taken on a life of its own. And we've weeded out some of the stuff over the years. And we have like a ridiculous suit sale, you know, once a year. And these kids go crazy, especially the guys go crazy over the dollar ties. They're up there, and you know, if we have an excess of ties, they're up there buying ties right and left, you know. And so we're trying our best to get our students ready for that career when they walk out the door. And, you know, we have a big boom right now in people. We have had a lot of calls. Hey, who do you have going out in this that's good? Who do you have going out in this that's good? So we're really glad that we have all this stuff available for them to take advantage of.
Well, it's important. You can have the best grades and the best curriculum and the best professors, but you could still blow it in that interview, can't you?
You certainly can. You can, you know, and I have students that will go up to professional readiness and leadership and do a mock interview, and they'll come to me and say, can you walk me through it again? I'm nervous, you know. And so this past semester, and we're going to do it again in the spring, four of our business clubs joined together and offered a mock interview night. And we brought local professionals in, and each student got at least two interviews, and they got reviewed. And so it really, it took off so well. We've had a lot of people ask if we're going to do it again in the spring, and we probably are. And that was actually sparked because a former student said, I'm still looking for a job, and I think I bombed my interview. And I said, okay, so we need to see if we can put one of these on. And it worked out really well. So
it's like anything else. If you practice it a little bit, you're more comfortable when the real thing comes around.
And most everything now, the first interview is online or on Zoom or on Teams. So I tell the students, I say, look, I don't care if it's on Teams. Don't do it in your pajamas. Don't do it in your apartment with your roommates walking through. You know, and they're like, oh, well, I would have never thought of that. And so, you know, a lot of times it's just that seasoned professional that they need that advice from.
And things they've never had to think about before that
exactly.
day.
Exactly.
That they really can make a difference. We've talked about appearances and how that makes a difference. COVID and the pandemic sort of put a stop to many kinds of internships and to international exchange, both of which were big programs in the
Huge.
College of Business.
Huge.
Talk a little bit about how those are going to come back. But before you do, let's go back to your Career Readiness Center. Tell everybody how they can help if they have a business suit or a business dress that they can donate.
They can contact Mr. Clay Wesley, who is our director of the Professional Readiness and Leadership. And his email is cwesley@tentech.edu. It's one of the things I love about tech. If you know somebody's first name and you know somebody's last name, you can probably put their email together, but you can also look them up on the web. But he will make arrangements for you to drop it off and or meet you and get it or something like that, or have one of the students do that. So we have a lot of that. We are getting back toward I just saw where our MBA director, Kate Nisowitz, posted yesterday that they've got a trip planned for the spring to do international travel. And I've got a couple of three international students this semester.
Super.
And so they're coming back, but the internships are coming back with a vengeance.
So talk a little bit about internships. So we'll talk about domestic things first. Here in the state, what kind of internships have been historically things that students do?
What's very interesting is kind of while all the rest of us were dealing with COVID, Nashville became a huge tech hub and is in the process of becoming even a bigger tech hub. And what we have discovered is the startups are going to Austin, Texas, but the established companies are coming to Nashville. Oracle, NTT Data, HCA has exploded with internships all of a sudden. So they have kind of come knocking on our doors, all these companies have. And so we bring them in through AITP or through the professors and have them taught to the students. And then they open up a spot and the students start applying. And I probably have already here in December, I believe it's 7 students committed to tech internships next summer, either in Nashville, Chattanooga, a couple of them local. We do have some local companies that continually reach out to me for interns and people to work for them. And so that works out really well.
Yeah, folks don't think about Cookeville particularly for IT or information technology kind of expertise, but there are some big companies here that
there's
do this.
Some big companies here who need it, and I don't want to leave anybody out, so I don't want to mention anybody because I don't want anybody to get mad at me. But we do have several local companies that do reach out, and I always tell the students, look, I have a folder on my computer. Now we're very fortunate we all have docking stations so we can run home and shut our doors again if we have to. But I have a folder on my computer that have student resumes in them, and I keep them in there because as you probably remember, when somebody needs an intern, it's usually the day after we went home for break.
Yes.
Or the day, you know, 2 weeks into summer or something like that. So I keep those resumes ready. And when I get calls, I email them out.
We'll talk for just a moment about international exchange. We've had wonderful programs. I was talking to President Oldham yesterday, and he mentioned that he'd probably signed 10 or 12 international exchange agreements this year.
Yes.
That doesn't mean a student goes every year, but the pipeline is there. Talk about some of the experiences.
You know, we have had several people go, and we have gotten some amazing students
yes.
through the international exchange. I actually several years ago did a thesis with a young man from Austria. And it was probably one of the best experiences I've ever had getting to work with him on his, we talked about international negotiation and the Hofstede dimensions and the things that you have to look out for when you're in a multinational negotiation. And that's what his thesis was on. And so that was a great experience working with him and then working with my counterpart at Auchin, making sure that it fit both of our curricula. And that, and then we have a lot of students that go over, a lot of interest. That was one of the most favorite things my freshmen wanted to know about this year was foreign exchange, international exchange. So we have an international exchange fair, both university-wide, and then we also invite them over to the College of Business just to talk to the business students. And so I think as we break out of this, that you're going to see a lot of it coming up in the next probably 24 months.
I think so, too. I think we're poised for building those relationships back.
Yes.
That's great. Well, Susan, we're out of time. It has been great to talk to you, and we're just going to have to keep this conversation going. We've still got a lot more to talk about. We've been talking to Dr. Susan Wells, lecturer in the College of Business Administration at Tennessee Tech University. And Susan, congratulations on your Alumni Award, and thanks for the great work you're doing at Tech.
Thank you.